February 12, 2006. It's a Watt from Pedro show. from Pedro show. Back from the Australia tour. That was an intense ride. Six gigs with the Stooges. Brother Matt, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, welcome back. Been a while.
Yeah, as soon as I got home, I had four gigs. So I haven't.
It's almost as many as while you were gone, huh?
Yeah. The big day off. And the festival is called the Big Day Out, but I'll tell you, the playing thing. Well, what they do is weekends. This is why they've been around 12 years and a lot of the big festivals have gone under. Mm. I guess to do weekday things is kind of tough for kids and stuff. So if you make them on the weekends, more people can come into the towns. Mm. Australia is really like five big towns. And so all the smaller towns, you don't really play. And the north ones, there's Darwin and Cairns, and like nobody plays up there hardly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really fierce with the tropical, because they're close to the equator. I'd like to go see. Up the diary up tomorrow. I didn't have much internet access over there. But all my travels and stuff like that. I got to go to a animal sanctuary and see the little critters.
Oh, cool.
You know, a wallaby, wombat, Tassie devil, platypus. Koala bears, the kookaburras, the roos, kangaroos, of course, emu, black-breasted buzzard, screaming kite. They've got a lot of animals that we don't have.
Uh-huh.
It's a really interesting place.
So you get to see many abos in town?
Yeah, that's interesting. I wrote about that because on the east side, the bigger towns like Gold Coast, Sydney, Melbourne, one. Saw one the whole time.
Wow.
But then when I got to Adelaide and Perth, I saw more.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most I saw was in Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they live closer. Somebody told me in Sydney there was a neighborhood in the suburbs where they live.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like hood and stuff like that. And didn't see any in the town. We were in the middle by that opera house.
Oh, yeah.
You see that? Uh-huh. Sydney's in a big bay, man. It's got to be one of... I took a boat ride... sightsee, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, they take in a boat all around the thing, and it's more intense in San Francisco or even Puget Sound, Seattle, Tacoma. It's a really protected kind of thing. There's little islands, and so the town is kind of separated from its suburbs. I guess, like Chicago's like that and stuff. You know, you have a city thing, and then you have people living outside.
So it's kind of got natural barriers in with that.
Yeah, well, it's laid out. It's not like Columbus, Ohio, or Indianapolis, you know.
Pedro with the breakwater.
Yeah, right, right. What I mean is it's got, natural demarcation kind of things. You can see in the old days, it was all built with convict, except Adam.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A lot of it, so... I mean, you can, I think, pretty okay to be critical of the Aborigine thing.
Mm.
But at the same time, I think we got to look here, too. Because Aborigine actually means original.
The natives, yeah.
So, because they have another name. Kanura? Karuna?
Is that what they call themselves?
They don't call themselves Aborigine. But our... U.S. Native people.
Like Indians calling them Indians.
Yeah, exactly. They're Aborigines, too, and they got beat up with the alcohol, and that's a big thing over there, too, with their peoples. And so I don't think we can get too high on the horse, because I have the same problems over here with the Native people, beat down. And you don't see a lot. I mean, if you go to New Mexico or Oklahoma... Montana, you'll see Indians, right? But you won't see them in most big towns. If you went to New York City, it'd be hard to find them.
Yeah, it was amazing. South Dakota, I was expecting to see Indians, and I only saw a couple in certain places doing lame jobs.
See, so maybe that's the same kind of thing about Australia not seeing Aborigines around. I mean, some places like the Gold Coast, it was totally like Orlando, Florida, you know? total touristy. Hey, we should say what we play. We start off with Fifth House with John Coltrane, and then Huddle Formation, Go Team. That was a band I played with, met a lot of bands, and saw a lot of bands on this big day out.
They sounded neat, their whole arrangement you were talking about.
Yeah, the way they jump around, they're on different equipments, and it's
rotating musical chairs.
and it is Go Team, I mean, it goes. The rapper lady has a cheerleader outfit, kind
cool.
of. Cool. I mean, not totally. They were bizarre. They were really a mix of different things, which I like. I like different, you know. Mm. And the music, too, it went all over. Some of it's like 70s funk, and some of it's like Sonic Youth. Yeah, it's a trip. Yeah, and sometimes there's three drums going on. They had two trap sets up there. And some song, banjo and harp. And they're all over. And the people, the kids coming to the gigs, they're open to this, you know? Mm. I think bands can take chances like this because listeners are more open-minded and don't have to just do the same-o. I saw Slater Kinney a bunch. They were on it. They were wild. They got no bass.
So there was a lot of bands that you were friends with, and then you got a lot of bands that get turned on to new things?
Yeah, I never even heard of them. Uh-huh. Most of them I never heard of. Slater's, yeah. Uh-huh. I've seen them a bunch. But like Kings of Leon, some really young guys, too. I was telling you about the Subways. That was another band I never seen. Young people. The bass player in King of Leon, they're from Tennessee. He's 19.
Wow.
He's been playing like 3 years. He's a cool cat.
Wow.
They were a good band. I kind of heard of them before. Somebody told me they were Southern rock, but they weren't at all. They were all kinds of stuff. Yeah, which shows you about even the cats in the bands are kind of, or maybe the listeners or both of them are reflecting on each other. They just are listening to a lot of stuff. Yeah, there was stuff. I could talk to this guy. You know, hey, he had a Thunderbird and stuff. I usually focus in on the bass player first, anyway. And, you know, how'd you get into this, then that? He said he listens to Joy Division.
Wow.
I mean, that guy hung himself, you know. 10 years before the guy was born, 8 years. That shows you, they're checking out stuff. Mm. White Stripes. Good guitarist.
It's just guitar and drums, Jack, right?
Yeah. But sometimes he plays piano.
He has
a new band, too. He played me. In fact, his backing band is some guys I played with a few years ago, a Cincinnati band. And they played, too, on this thing. Now they're down to a trio. They're called the Greenhorns. He's got a new band called the Recantors.
Uh-huh.
Played me some of the music, and it's not like White Stripes. I wasn't really familiar with White Stripes.
Yeah, I only saw them when they came on before you guys at Coachella, that first gig.
Right. Well, they played after us every night on this thing. And his new stuff is a trip. It's one of the songs sounded like T-Rex, so it's much different. But, yeah, he's pretty powerhouse. It's a pretty balls-out band. Yeah, it's just two pieces, and he carries a lot of it. Get out there and jam it up. I gotta say, Iggy was pretty. The Stooges were intense. Iggy was. He was great. He fired me up. What gig was it? One of them. Maybe Melbourne. Maybe the Gold Coast. He punched up on me, but it didn't hurt. He had a little fist. But after the gig, he goes, this was one where my bass. I borrowed a Fender in it.
Oh, yeah, he had a busted bass the first
part. Yeah, right. First two gigs, I couldn't use the little red one because it got headstock snapped. And he goes, Mike, you didn't even need a bass, man. You could have been up there just dancing because I really needed a lot of confidence for that one. And he Melbourne. So really like the fourth gig. I'd say the fourth and fifth were the ones he liked the most.
Mm.
But I thought he was great on all of them, man. He was he's pretty intense. And, yeah, and I'm the young guy. Man, those gigs take, you know, after Perth, the last gig, he goes, well, you know, I know you got five gigs, man. He's going, oh, man, I'm glad that was last gig, man. We're done till May. And he goes, but I know you got five gigs. And I go, but hey, one Stooge gig is like 50 a month. It was so intense. Like an hour after I'd get done playing and the adrenaline had run out, I'd feel so old. So old, man.
So you need those days to recoup in between. It's not like doing 60 shows in 62 days like your normal style.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think, recoup. I think if I had another gig, I'd get back into it. I just, no matter how many days off, I'm gonna have to pay for the gig with soreness. Yeah, there's no way to hedge off the soreness. You got to feel it and stuff like that. And I guess piling it on, sore after sore. I wonder about that.
At least you're not stage diving.
Yeah. Bled every gig. And you know, it's a trip. Some of them fucking bleedings are hurts that make him bleed. They heal within the gig. Like, he'll get them at the beginning of the gig. By the end of the gig, they're gone.
Wow, they like heal. Super metabolism.
Yeah, like some stitching, knitting, and stitching.
So you did some cool stuff in between with your time then, checking stuff out?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to see their animals at the sanctuary near Melbourne. It was called Healesville. It's an animal sanctuary. It's a kookaburra, the wallaby, wombat, lace monitor, platypus, koala, emu, black-breasted buzzard. That guy was a trip. He don't look like a vulture. Beautiful and feathers on his head and a big beak, and he knows how to use a rock to bust emu eggs.
Wow.
Black swans. You know, Australia's got a black swan with a red head. I think they're only there. Yeah, you know. I think there's freaky black swans, but this is like a species. White pelican, not brown ones like ours. Big guys, too. Tasmanian devil. They're having a big problem with face cancer.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're studying it. It's wiping them out. They're almost only left in Tasmania. There's none in Australia, hardly. They're little dog guys. Red eyes, red ears.
Totally crazy looking.
Yeah, and totally kind of fierce. The guy was running all around. And then when I looped around, he's all conked on his back.
They make those noises, too, huh?
Not exactly like the cartoon, but... They don't look like the cartoon. They ain't got little hind legs and big chest. They're kind of like a little dog, a little barrel-chested dog.
Uh-huh.
And red ears and red eyes. And they're kind of neat. But I was told that some of the face cancer, when they get so all wrapped up like sharks when they smell blood, they start chewing on each other's face. Maybe that the face cancer... Welcome home. Maybe the face cancer might be resolved as chewing on it.
Yeah, all the mouth germs.
Yeah. The kangaroos are a trip. They got big forearms, and they scratch like people. They don't use the back leg. They also don't walk at all. They total hop. Yeah, they box. They're big, too. There were some western ones and red ones, and they were as tall as me.
Wow.
Yeah, big cats. Wallabies are smaller. I even petted one there. And they got littler forearms, like a downside. But the proportions are different in a kangaroo. All the man. The platypus, the tail, you know, it's got a beaver tail. It looks like it's sewed on. I mean, yeah. And rubbery bill, duck bill. And they swim. I couldn't get pictures of them because it was inside in a glass... huge thing. So you could see them swim. They swim with their eyes closed.
Wow.
And they couldn't put the guys with the gals because they got a spur and poisonous, and they sting the girls.
Wow.
don't know what that's about. They got to keep separate.
So you got a lot of creatures that you don't find anyplace else. So.
Yeah, totally. Ibis birds, you know, the ones on the hieroglyphs with that beak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Isis goddess, her head. Mm-hmm. Yeah, them birds. They're trippy, walking all around, really tame. And the first one was in New Zealand, actually, in Auckland. And that's where the biggest hole in the ozone is. Uh-oh. And I was watching some bands, and I got burned big time really quick, like in a half hour.
Wow.
So I got one of these coolie hats in Gold Coast. Uh-huh. It's $5, about $350 US. Rice...
Yeah.
Worker. Because, it was Econo and it's big.
You need it.
And a hood. You know?
Yeah, mean lid.
But a lot, and it don't weigh much. But it kind of tripped a lot of people.
Little wicker blend.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was kind of neat. You know,
it's a trip how quick you get
like,
fried.
At the airport, were giving me kind of a racist thing. Some of the security guys, you know. Whoa, lighten up, dude. It's a hat. So what? You're in Asia. Let it go. Get to know your neighbors. These guys, I don't know what the problem was.
We don't like your hat.
Yeah, you know, what's that about? You know? One guy told me, you know, the people who really wear those hats, we got a lot of room here. You know, I think we're going to get invaded or something.
There's too many of them spilling out of there.
Yeah, yeah. And this guy gave me a little politics talk on this, and I'm like, whoa. Maybe put them to work. They're probably willing to work Econo, huh?
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's 20 million people in the size of the U.S. without Alaska. So it's got a lot of room. Maybe put them in the north. I don't know. There wasn't a lot of that. It was just a couple guys, and they were like government, you know, inspector people, which was kind of strange. I lighten up, it's just a hat. I liked it, but I donated it. I don't know if it's based on it, but because a lot of the towns are so far apart, we flew between them, didn't really drive, so I put it up in the thing. I just couldn't get burned. The sun is fierce there. East really sweaty. West was more dry. Perth is sort of like Palm Springs on the water. Australian people are really neat. Really neat. For most most part. I don't mean to give a bad impression because those clowns. We got plenty of those kind of people here too. But tell you the state of their mind. Explain it. Because it might be kind of murky. So they want to clear up any ambiguities in total fucking good.
Their national impression.
So, but a lot of the folks there, in New Zealand too, those cats, they're 4 million or something. Very small, like less than Ireland or Scotland. And it's sort of like the small town thing. They'll say that, oh, we're from a little land and stuff like that, but don't matter. I did do one gig on my own. These kids, in a band called Gallucci in Sydney, they had emailed me, hey, will you come play with us? There's this Mexican restaurant and, do some Stooges songs. And one guy was 21 and the other was 17, Timothy, Ben, and Jake. And, I just played at this thing with them. And it was trippy because they obviously learned off the records. And those records are a lot slower than the way the Stooges play them nowadays. A lot slower. I mean, they might be older gentlemen, but...
Still rock.
Yeah, they up it. They up the tempo. So I ended up blowing up that bass amp. Yeah. You know, this happened in Santa Barbara. The day after I got back, I played a gig and blew up my Eden amp. Had to go direct. Didn't hear one note.
Oh, wow.
Character builder. Oh, yeah. 115 miles or something. I haven't played Santa Barbara in a while.
Where'd you play this?
It was a square John pad. You know. might be a sports bar, but they got music videos on the TV. But it was kind of like, yep.
Like an Ivy Zone school.
I mean, a name like Soho. Well, you know Santa Barbara, right? You see Santa Barbara.
Ivy.
Goleta right next. Well, it was voted one of the big party schools.
Yeah.
Next to Cal State San Diego and Chico.
That's where I want my education.
But there was a lot of good cats. In fact, the young guys right in front of me, you know, and wanting to hear and nothing's coming out. Because the PA guy was, he was scared. He didn't want to blow up his PA. So I was miming it, basically. And these guys, you know, hey, what? You know, maybe next gig. Well, now I'm going to bring two, like these other guys. Yeah, keep an amp in the boat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what? You got four of them in the practice pad. What the fuck? You're sitting there at the gig going, oh, my God, man. I wish I could fucking do the do, but. They're life lessons. Also, you know, also in Australia, the big appreciation for Stooges. Like, a lot of graffiti you'll see is play some fucking Stooges
over
the place.
Cool.
Yeah. And that was a trip. Beast of Bourbon, the singer, Tex, they're a great Australian band. I'll play some later. But the guy came up and thanked me. You know, let's forget the Stooges together. I don't know if I can take credit for that. You know, I got sick and some weird things led to another, but I think credit's got to go to Iggy and the Ashton brothers, you know. But that was nice of him to say.
Yeah, because they could have still been not together.
Yeah, they hadn't talked in a long time, I know. But I didn't set out to reunite the Stooges. I mean, I just wanted to play the music to get strong again. And
that's a cool,
I just love the stuff, but it's
cool
weird how life,
result.
Yeah, how life works out.
The cool prize.
Yeah, they're really a heavy band. They would share a room with Hank. I got talking with Henry, you know, Rollins.
Oh, he was on that, yeah.
Seen him in fact, he did spoken word, which is pretty intense. Huge ass festival and keeping kids. I went and saw some of his talks, and he had him. And the guy's got charisma, man.
Yeah.
And you could tell he reads the paper, he finds out what's going on in the town there, and he works it in. And it ain't total shtick, but it's a very entertaining thing. Trimmed down to his 45 minutes, cause his regular things.
Yeah, he crafts it really, really well, his whole.
Yeah, and he told me he has a TV show now and a radio show. And he's very industrious.
Wow.
Yeah. And we hadn't talked in a while, a couple of years, so I got to catch up with him. And he shared his dressing room with these Beast of Birmingham guys, who are good cats. And, like I said, kind of a heavy band, but they told me they covered Piss Bottle Man. So.
Cool.
I didn't get to hear it, but imagine what the version sounded like. That was a trip. It was a good tour. It was a good tour. It was good for me. And I spent a lot of time with Scotty. And even got him out of the hotel. We got to walk around and hoof around. Because he don't usually do a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
Like Ronnie, you know, Ronnie sequesters in the cell or whatever. Hotel room. And but I got him out and Steve McKay was blowing good. It was good to see him again. And just everybody, Henry and Chris and Eric, the guys there, Joss and Rick, the crew guys. I really like them. You know, in April here, it's 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think it's 51, 52 gigs now. I think this is our 97th show.
Cool.
Yeah, so we're coming up on 100 here. Yeah, a lot of spiel. Maybe I'll play some music. We got New Flaming Lips.
So they weren't on this trip, right? They were on the Brazil trip.
Right. But this album's coming out, I think, this month or next month. And they'll be touring soon. The album's called At War with the Mystics. I know we had an interview with Wayne a while ago, and he was talking about this some, and here's a song. He gave me, there's 12 songs on the album, but he gave me all 17 they recorded, so I don't know if this one made the album or not, but here it is, Watt from Pedro Show. Watt from Pedro show. Okay, we're having some difficulties
Skipper.
Here. Yeah, we're having
Skipper
some
in the house.
Man, I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, just put it through the major cleaner last night.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to help on that one.
No, we had some new Flamin' Lips.
Yeah, that was
Mr. Ambulance Man. No, Mr. Ambulance Driver. And then we had Hey Lady by Manchild after that. And Fool Boy from Girlfriend. And Fuck Everyone from Ill Ease.
Yeah, despite the skips, that was a pretty cool tune.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's play some Germs. Watt for Pedro show.
pockets.
Stone's Throw, a band from the 70s with Shooting Stars. Pretty trippy stuff. I think John Abercrombie on guitar, one of Nels Klein's heroes. Guy digs much. Got to play with him 3 gigs. I got to stand next to him, too, which was righteous. I got to hear him really well, and also I wasn't on Willie's side, so he couldn't bathe me in his fucking rude-ass farts. Sour. Before Stone's Throw, we had NSA. By Miggy Mars, we had Piss Drinker from Thomas Moronic. I guess they both go together. And we start off with Manimal by The Germs, off GI. End of the first hour of the February 12th, 2006 edition of the Watt Peter Show. Hang tight for hour two. February 12th, 2006. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
My name is Albert Eiler. I played back when I was about 8 years old. My father, he made me play the saxophone and so forth. So when I was in high school, I played first chair. I played oboe there. And then on through high school, I played golf also. And when I graduated from high school, I went to the college for 1 year. But due to the fact that money wasn't strong enough, I had to leave college. So therefore, I had to think of a different way to go. So from there, I went to the Army, and I stayed for a little while. And there I developed and met quite a few guys, good musicians that helped me, and I helped them feeling-wise. And I had always wanted to come to the Scandinavian countries. I'd heard a lot about the Scandinavian people, so I had my opportunity. I'd saved quite a bit of money. And when I come over here, I feel quite free, really free. I feel free over here. And it's one day, everything will be as it should be.
The music I bring to you is of a different dimension in my life. I hope you will like this record. Through meditation, dreams, and visions, I have been made a universal man through the power of the Creator who made us all. The music I have played in the past, I know I have played in another place at a different time. And I was sent once again to give the people of Earth a spiritual message. The message I bring to you is one of spiritual love, peace, and understanding. We must restore universal harmony. Everybody is only thinking of themselves, a selfish ego. We must have love for each other and our fellow man. Woe, woe unto the false prophet that prophesies out of his own heart. This is a sin against the Lord. We must understand this. We must get ourselves together soon, because there will be nothing left. Praise to the Lord. Repent, pray again, and repent. Please do that for your sake.
From Pedro Show. That was Albert Eiler with a little spiel, a little a personal perspective, and the tune Ghosts, the late, great Albert Eiler. Before that, we had the Bent Mustache with the tune called On Leaving, and we started off with Power to the People by Tokyo Sex Destruction. Now, my honor, my privilege, my good fortune to bring you aboard Brother Matt in his spin cycle.
Thank you very much.
It's not you. It's the E talking. It's not you. the weekend. Never dies. Part of 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 the weekend. Never dies.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Coffee Brown. We're the Coffee Brown Band. We're going to try to play some good music for y'all this evening. So hopefully you dig what you hear.
Working and playing as hard as you can. Coming up short with little left in hand. You pay all the bills, the rest is for food. Another month gone by, no good news. Walking out of time. Feels like I'm walking out of time. Don't wanna be walking out of time. Show me. Children to be killed, don't wanna be walking out of time. Feels like I'm walking out of time. Don't wanna be walking out of time. Show me, ooh, walking out of time. Life ain't ever been what I thought it should. So much time wasted, wishing I could be anything other than who I am. Feeling insecure, weak and ashamed, like I'm walking out of time. Don't wanna be walking out of time. Feels like I'm walking out of time. Showing up, ooh, walking out of time.
Play on, no. I don't wanna be, yeah.
so much crazy and confusion fills my soul. Sometimes, y'all, I really, really, really just don't know which way to turn or go. Trying to keep my mind.
Watt from Pedro Show. There we go with some echo. Hitting the wrong button. Idiot Watt. That was Coffee Brown Live with Can You Hear Me? I don't know where it was recorded live, but it was. And before that, we had Brother Matt and Spin Cycle. And you got your bone phone going on. Intense here at the Love Grotto at the Pleasure Point, somewhere north of the equator, west of the Rockies. That somewhere being Pedro. Let's see. Yeah, I had 4 gigs coming back after the hell ride. And I got one more this week. I think there's a Banyan gig. And, yeah, there's gigs at the end of the month. I just got to get caught up and together. Because I've been kind of splayed. Saw Gomez Bueno last night. He gave me a Don Quixote and Sancho Panza pin. Little silhouettes of them. I saw Bob Starr the night before. So we're all looking for Raymond. And calling. Well, I only called a couple times. Just got back, so. Yeah, and Victor Gastelum. Remember, we had him as a guest. He brought me a patent of a heron that he did for me. And he was going to bring Raymond to the Money Mark Jam there. We're going to have another one at the beginning of March.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Money Mark cut his tour back. He wants to do some recording. But, yeah, it was a good jam. I mean, it could only stay till, like, I don't know, 10. So you had to go that other pad.
Yeah, it just had the big 75th anniversary while you're gone of a Warner Grand
Theater. Nope, nothing's coming through, Brother Matt. You got to wiggle that fucking thing. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, the Warners had the 75th anniversary while you're gone, so that was a big, cool event.
Wow. Wish I'd seen that next door to the gig last night. It's the Warners, you know, Sacred Grounds. And there was some kind of award show. They wanted me to give an award, but come on. Come on, independent or something. You know them award things. They're self-justified.
Yeah,
I swear.
Bogus pat on your back.
People were asking me about the South by Southwest thing. You know, I think Thurston's going to go that because he's got a band. He's really getting a static piece going. I got to fix the jack on that fucking mic line. It's working good now. But looks like we're coming to
the end of the line.
Second hour. Not the end of the line, but two-thirds through our February 12, 2006 Watt Pedro show. One of those words thing I did present something out was, hey, your bone phone's flashing. It was with Ronnie James Dio, and he was cool people to me. He's sweetie.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. No airs, no pretension.
Real
dude. I know. Maybe because of the style of music or something, but he was very cool. People.
Cool.
And but they had planted some gimmicky thing where hold up lighters, and you know he's a little bit not as tall, and so haha. So I just cracked. I thought it was ridiculous. I thought it was like making everybody having fun at his expense. So no disrespect for Ronnie James Dio. See how people are? Yeah. Not that.
Best award's just paying a ticket. Paying to buy a ticket.
Yeah. Okay, hold tight, hour three. Coming up. February 12th, 2006. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and here's Part J. A moon over Morocco.
Into a closed mouth, no fly can enter. Jack has been attacked by the mythological giant frogs. With long tongues like whips, they drove him deeper and deeper into the marshes. But Jack remembered what the little Flossique said, and he touched the golden eye against his forehead, and the illusion dissolved. He is safe for a while. Meanwhile, the Contessas talked Kelly's ear off, telling him a lot of esoteric stuff about the pyramids and how there was once, upon the tip of the Great Pyramid, a golden eye.
The Great Pyramid demonstrates law behind the energy of life. The seed crystal placed upon the apex is still the solar spark, the element of fire by which terrestrial life essence is fertilized. For the Great Pyramid creates a fusion of two elements, celestial and terrestrial.
As I returned from the Contessa di Zazzinia's villa, her words were still rattling around in my skull.
The pyramid is based upon the square of the planet Mercury. Al-Biruni, the medieval Islamic philosopher, divided the parts of a planet according to the following astrological system. The stem belongs to the sun, the leaves to the moon, flower to Venus, and
seed
to Mercury.
Phew. Boy, that stuff's liable to turn my brains into tapioca pudding. Bills. The water source. Closer. But where? What? Where is this? A city. Arches, one after another. Endless. Ooh, the moonlight's so bright. Something written here. Inscribed in the base of this arch. And the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. What is it? Where is that from? Oh, he. And the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers.
Send for the Grand Vizier. Cushion, Wazir.
Thank you, a great and glorious, merciful and wise, powerful and compassionate.
Sit down.
Sit down, yes. Figs.
Tell me, Wazir, have you any word of the pretender?
The pretender? The son of El Kabah?
Yes.
No word of yet, my lord. Allah be praised. Such figs.
Is this waiting an omen? or a test of some manner.
Of some manner. My king, methinks this waiting for a word be no omen of things to come, but a mere test.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Such haste, my lord.
How so, Wazir?
How so? Ah, there is a tale. There is a tale of the beloved Mullah Nasruddin. With my lord's permission.
Tell the tale, Wazir.
One more tiny fig to alert the tongue. One day, as the Mullah Nasruddin walked along the road, he was thinking to himself, according to the general opinion of the uninitiated, dervishes are mad. According to the sages, however, they are the true masters of the world. I would like to test one myself to make sure. Then he saw a tall figure, robed like a dervish, coming towards him. Friend, said the mullah, I want to perform an experiment to test your powers of psychic penetration and also to test my sanity. Proceed, said the dervish. Nasruddin made a sudden sweeping motion with his arm, then clenched his fist. What have I in my hand? A horse, saddle, and rider, replied the dervish. Oh, that's no real test, said Nasruddin. You saw me pick them up.
Very good. Very good. But I don't get it.
Apparently, Mojo's in there. Bar's been closed for 2 days, but Mojo's in there playing anyway. He's playing in the dark. No. Wait, there's a faint light. A candle, I guess. And something else. Flickering against the wall. I can't quite... I should get these windows cleaned. That's a nice peekhole. Good God, he's projecting onto the wall again. It's Jack. He's dressed like a sultan. Something on his forehead. Well, and there's some fat guy. And a woman approaching. Mojo appears to be playing the piano to their movements.
What do you read, my queen?
He has used the eye of Ilkaba to escape our trap. My lord, it was his use of the golden eye.
I know. Wazir, we will prepare the next trap.
Hearing and obedience, my lord.
All these enormous frogs.
God, there's Jack again.
This tall.
In the desert. And some little Berber girl in pigtails. What? She's sitting on a camel, smoking a cigar.
I'm not sure. The eye. Yes. I remembered what you said about faith. Even if in a stone, and I touched the eye.
And what happened?
We will use another force. The ocean that surrounds him. The sand itself.
What way, my lord?
Put the queen's hand to guide the flow of the winds. My lord may paint patterns most intriguing for this son of Ilkaba.
His brain is his true strength. So Let the sand magnify his thoughts.
Until he is swallowed up by his own thinking.
The grains of sand will slowly trickle down, filling every crack and crevice in El-Kabar's brain.
Holy cow, there's two jacks. The sky trembles and the earth is afraid, and the two eyes are not brothers. He's fighting himself.
A smooth lie is better than a distorted truth.
Where am I? It's so dark and cold. There's a light. It's coming this way. Hello? Hello?
Greetings. Ah, a woman. A pilgrim?
I don't think so.
A traveler?
Who are you?
I am the gatekeeper. It is my duty to assist you through the darkness. Come.
Where are we?
In the desert.
Why am I here? Can you tell me?
Certainly. In a little while, it will be light. You will see an archway against the horizon. Beyond that is a city. Within the city, a palace, and within the palace, a courtyard. Fountains, pools, gardens with canaries that sing in Arabic. They will know for what purpose you have come.
But can you tell me why I'm here?
Though you may not see, you already know. Where the mind inclines, defeat lead.
Oh, great.
It was late at night. Mojo and I were in the back room at the Cafe of the One Bridge. There was an orchestra playing in one of the inner rooms. For those of you that have been trying to follow this story, I'd like to tell you an old Arab proverb. What you have put into your kettle comes afterwards into your spoon. And for those of you that are totally bewildered, I'll give you a little rundown. I'm Kasbah Kelly. I own a bar down by the Bay of Tangier. Jack Flanders arrived from London one day and disappeared a few days later. In fact, I watched him go poof right into thin air. Then Sunny Skies, also visiting Morocco, went poof too. And there's Mojo Sam, the Udu man. He plays piano and he's into yoga and voodoo. There's a yoga exercise he's been perfecting. It's called projecting. Now, sometimes he's able to tune in on certain stuff and project this stuff out of a point between his eyes out onto a wall, like a moving picture, sort of. It's not his thoughts that he's projecting, but what comes through him. I suppose it's kind of like a clairvoyant verbally telling you what's coming through him. Only in Mojo's case, it's not words but pictures. That may sound incredible, but it's true. Isn't that right?
Well, you know what the Berbers say, boss.
No, what's that one?
A narrow place is real big to the narrow-minded.
Yeah, I like that one. A lot of Arab sayings leave your brain feeling about as full as a ping-pong ball. Anyway, earlier this evening, when you were projecting those pictures of Jack Flanders on the wall, didn't you have the impression he was two separate people?
Not really, boss.
No?
Not like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Hmm.
More like, well, you remember how Jackie almost went through the gates the first time?
Yeah.
Well, something happened. Somehow he must have got in the first time, yet he didn't. Because it wasn't until the next day that he broke through and got in.
You're covering your tracks, Mojo.
It's not hard to follow. Listen, Jack got into an invisible world, but now there appears to be two Jacks.
That's what I was saying. He's two separate people.
No.
Two Jacks, right?
No, appears to be two Jacks. But is Jack in two places at the same time?
Really? That's pretty far out.
Yeah, but he don't know that.
He doesn't know it's far out, or he doesn't know he's in two places.
Two places. Jack's this Hassan Bizel, the king, the sultan. And Jack's also son of El Kabah, the rebel. The two of them are afraid of each other, I think. Something enemies, anyway.
Phew. When the two of them come face to face, that should prove interesting.
Prove real interesting if they don't kill each other first.
Is that what they're trying to do?
I don't know. Jack Flanders don't dislike himself any more than anyone else dislikes himself. Them invisible worlds don't understand what's going on in there, boss.
You didn't see any signs of Sonny?
Not yet.
What do you make of all that pyramid stuff the Comtesse pumped into my head?
The Comtesse? All those little gears inside her mind, they sure do run silent and smooth.
I was surprised how friendly she was, you know. It was nice, considering the old crab used to hate my guts. And what are you looking at me that way for? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That pyramid stuff. Was I being set up?
Well, they say kindness can pluck the hairs out of a lion's mustache.
You know, Mojo, I think I've been plucked.
All bright new star in the heavens, all rising sun and mornings clear too, O noble mistress, O gentle queen.
What is it, Marmaduke?
A stranger, my lady, stands alone within the courtyard.
How did they find their way within the palace walls?
I was kneeling, watching the play of the mustached fishes in the pool, when suddenly she was standing right there. I do not know how she entered. She wishes to speak to you.
This stranger asked for me by name.
She asked to be taken to the queen. Shall I bring her forth?
I will go to her. Who are you?
I don't know. I'd hope you would be able to tell me.
The city is full of common soothsayers, if that's what you wish.
There was a man, a gatekeeper, who said you could tell me who I am and what is my purpose.
Where have you come from?
I don't know. I've been asleep. I don't remember my dream.
Perhaps you do not belong here. Sit down. The pebbles may speak for you. Take these pebbles.
Yeah.
Now, drop them one by one into the pool.
Like this?
Yes. Now, don't stop. They form the pattern of...
spy.
Continue. Or is it? A
thief. And
the eye. The spy. The thief. The eye. Who has sent you?
I don't know.
Take these pebbles. Do the same.
Yeah.
Zazinia. Who is she?
I don't remember.
Is she with the forces of El Kaba?
I don't know.
Why
am I here?
You have been sent.
But for what purpose?
To obtain an object.
What is that?
Out upon the desert, there is a man. And upon his forehead, between his two eyes, there is that which you have been sent for.
And once I have this object, can I return from where I've come?
Return to your dream? Oh, yes, yes. And pray to Allah the Almighty, and you will be provided.
Thank you.
My Marmaduke will direct you to the man that you seek.
Thank you so much.
There is his saying. If the prayers of dogs were answered, bones would rain from the sky.
The best fighting is against yourself.
Tell me, Flossie, is there no way of accelerating this journey?
Well, El Kaba, baby, I'll tell you. Oh, do you have a fire stick?
Oh, yeah, a match, sure.
The air is thin up here on top of this camel. My cigar keeps expiring.
Come on, Seymour, come on. Here's your match. Blood feels like it's boiling in the sun.
This is nothing like what we'll be riding into. Why don't we reach the salt lands?
Yeah, well, pardon the expression, that doesn't sound so hot.
It's an inferno. Low, dry lake basins, solid salt, with a heat wave shimmering off, and a salt white that blasts against your eyeballs. It's a land of mirages.
Yeah, sounds terrific. Look, isn't there any way of hurrying through all this?
You've noticed the bleached bones along our trail?
Yeah.
I don't care to add my young green ones to the pile.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Look! Over there!
Hey, it's another stone arch. Are we going to pass through that?
Yeah, but see? Beyond?
What's wrong?
The clouds. See?
Strange formation. Oh, no. It's a sandstorm.
On the surface, it's a sandstorm. But is it a natural sandstorm?
Mm-hmm.
Or homemade?
Fatima Tajim was up to something. Squatting in the dust for the last hour, watching her chuckle to herself.
What's that word?
Chortle. Yeah. She's a real chortler. Ooh. She's closing up again. Hey, kid, don't bother me. I'm a rusty spy on a special assignment from the Tsar. So move off, kid. No, man, Philly. Here.
And happen.
Here's the door. There she goes around the corner. Later, kid.
Home, soap cup.
Now where? Wait a minute. Squat down, Mojo. There's someone coming. And unless I'm lying, that's the Comtesse Zinia. She's going into that door. If I can get up on that roof. I wonder if this travels a hole.
Ouch!
Rose thorns.
You are late. Where have you been? Very
you not follow? It is all prepared, then. It's ready. We may not need it. If the girl, Saniska, is successful, it will not be necessary.
How long you wait?
It is difficult to judge. Perhaps one more week.
I think we should act now.
It is not necessary.
Two can search much better than one.
Perhaps, yes. Perhaps not.
Yes, no, perhaps.
This Kasbah Kelly is no fool. He will not be so easy to induce as was the girl.
No problem for me, soft, sir.
A little patience.
Bah, what do we want? Patience or the eye?
There are other factors we must consider. Mojo Sam, the black man.
Ah, what does he know? Every time he tried to follow, he stumbled over his own black feet.
Perhaps he knows nothing. Perhaps he knows something.
Perhaps.
He is magician. We do not know the extent of his power.
It extends the length of one cheek and a feather. Fatima Tajim will stuff him in a bottle like a pickled egg.
Put it. But from now we will be cautious. And the Kasbah Kelly, they will come very soon. And it will be of his own making.
Of his own making. Good.
Yes, as it is said, every sheep hangs by his own leg.
I think I've heard enough. I'm climbing back down.
Apparently, he has heard enough. Yes, yes. Now, no matter which way they move, they will step right into it.
Every sheep hang by its own leg.
Look at that sand, Flossie. It's going to be on us in a minute.
Abu! Abu! Have the men tie ropes to each camel.
You mean to tell me we're going to continue right into that?
If we stop, we'll be buried within 3 minutes.
Oh, God, what are we in for now? What's beneath the surface of all this?
I don't know yet, but remember, within you is one that watches all the others. Honor that one.
Well, what about the others?
Everyone has many within, and one that watches. Let the many pass. Be the one that watches.
Here it is. Flossie, I can't see a thing.
Stay close and on your toes.
Where are you?
Here. Somewhere. Oh, damn. Sam took the ash right off my cigar. You got another light?
Flossie, in this wind, are you kidding?
His thoughts.
Swallowed up by his own thinking.
The sand will slowly trickle down, filling every crack and crevice in El Kabar's brain.
Just pay no attention. Just passing through.
Okay, pass through.
You don't mind if I bring a friend, do you?
Is he passing through?
Harry, I'm a friend.
Passing through.
Yep, just passing through. We're both just passing through. Hi. I heard my other two friends were here.
Yep, we're all here.
We're here.
Yeah, it looks like everyone's here.
Except for me. I'm not here.
No, you're here now.
We're all here now.
Certainly seems so. Could you close the door?
Sure thing.
Hey, man, what's happening? Hey, who's in charge here?
I am.
Don't listen to him. I'm the one in charge. Just because you think you're the strongest, huh?
That's right, buddy. I was here first. Look, I was the one here first. Yeah, who cares who's first?
You know, I'd like a good fight.
God damn, I'm ready to take you all.
Hey, wait a minute, fellas.
Who said that? Let's
no,
fight.
No, wait a minute.
That's the pussy willow in him talking. Look, you guys.
Yeah?
Take this.
Hey, Claude, you hit the wrong guy.
You think so, eh?
I know so. Take this. Who did that?
Which one of you did that?
I was here first.
No, he wasn't. Listen, fellas.
He did it? Oh, he did, eh? Take it like a man.
You hit me, you idiot. Take this.
A silver crater piled upon a beehive, scarily walking as if in some strange sense.
Thank you. What from Pedro show? That was Estelle with the girl who was normal except when the moon was out. Before that, we had a band called C4RT. I think it stands for Campaign for Real Time. With the difference between knowing the name of something and knowing something. Before that, Life Stinks, Peter Laughter. We got a band called Sex Rat here, what from Pedro show.
Take too much time, react to these lines, and so swallow them and put in wrestling. Thank you.
That was Work Sucks, a band from Long Beach with Wash Your Own Dishes. Before that, we had a Pedro band, Soul Station Number 1.
Cool.
The tune called WBQ.
Good day for one.
Before that, we don't know how to pronounce this, but our guess is Targody.
Targody.
With Helping Her Drink. And we started off that set with In the Puddin' by Sex Rat. Everybody out there, keep making songs. Start your own band. Trip out. Let your freak flag fly.
Do it.
Yeah. It's a trip not knowing really what's going to happen. Not knowing by the title, not knowing by the band, not knowing the band name, I mean. I love it. You know, in a world that's being forced into a predictable mode, there's still some crazy stuff to throw that out of whack.
Express yourself.
Yeah. And do it your way. Not the rubber stamp way. Stamps are more now.
Yeah, they went up.
39.
I was kind of surprised by that.
Had to get some.
I didn't know.
2 centavos. Only have a box of about 10,000 letters to catch up on from tour. I got to get on that. I got to go to Prac right after this with Dose. We're playing a week from Monday with the Heather's band.
Oh, cool.
At the Echo.
Cool.
And I play again at the Echo with George Hurley and Joe Biza and the Unknown Instructors on the 25th at Arthur Ball.
Excellent. I dig on the Echo.
And what other gigs? I think Hellride, I think in Las Vegas next month.
Oh, yeah?
On the 7th, March 7th.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Some like Mota party or something. Perk said, hey, I'll drive us out there. And all right.
Cool.
I'll have amps. Blow them up. And I think Coachella's coming up, huh?
Yeah, you're going to be
playing
there?
I might be in town. I ain't playing, but I might be able to go.
Cool.
Because, I think a day or two later I go to Iceland. But I was going to have a tour, but I cut it.
Yeah, I'd like to hit that up. That was fun. I just been that one year when you guys played there.
Right. For Stooges. I was sick. I was on tour. I flew back to do that. But Mike Watt and the Missing Man, I think, will start in the fall. Maybe do that tour I told you asked to do a Chili Pepper.
Yeah, that's cool.
3 weeks in Europe, so
very
maybe
cool.
That. It's because of the Stooges recording stuff, which I'm very into and interested in.
Yeah, that'll be bitchin'.
Righteous. It's that time. End of the February 12th, 2006, Watt for Pedro show edition of this version. Keep your powder dry.